This is Federico Fat Venditti from Witches of Doom, and you are listening to New Year's Day, especially on premiere for Metal Messiah Radio.
Federico Fat Venditti, welcome to the Metal Bloodshed with DJ Vampire on Metal Messiah Radio once again.
Hey, Jacobo, you're welcome, man, and welcome to all your listeners around the globe. It's a real pleasure to, you know, get back to your program.
It's nice to have you back, man. I mean, we met in November, and we talked about your debut album of 2014, Obey. How was this year for you? I mean, for Witches of Doom in general, 2015 so far?
It was just awesome. I mean, like, in 2014... and the early months of this year, 2015, we had just an active year. We've been playing around all sorts of places in Italy. And on January, we had the honor to go to the Baltic countries up in Northern Europe. We played several dates in Latvia and other countries nearby. We had a really good, you know, warming welcome from those people from up there. They were really, you know, into our music, and we received amazing reviews. So we are, you know, just up in heaven, really, or down in hell, you know, one of the two.
Wonderful to hear that, man. So, you know, the doom metal, it's getting bigger.
Yeah, even though a lot of people, when, you know, they don't know our band, and they're a little bit misled by the name of the band, because a lot of people hear Witches of Doom, so they assume that we play Doom, which is actually not, because Doom is one of our influences, but we are more gothic, and we got like our big influences are rooted in the 80s, especially like in the English scene. We love bands like Sisters of Mercy, Bauhaus, The Cure, and this is among all those bands. When you're listening to our album, and especially the new songs that we're writing right now, you can hear that we are more on the gothic hard rock side rather than the doom side.
Yeah. You know, it's you're more like gothic, but with the influences of doom as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a melting pot. We got like, I mean, I'm the guitar player, and I think that a lot of the sound that got on my guitar comes from the stoner scene. I'm a big fan of Caius, you know, Monster Magnet, Fu Manchu, and you name it. I mean, like, you know, I grew up with those shit.
Yes.
So, you know, it just is ingrained in the way that I play guitar. So, but because we got like keyboards, and Danilo, he's got this deep voice, so he's all together. It's a good mix of different genres, really.
I wanna give the thanks to you, Federico Fendetti. I want to give the thanks to Danilo Gruva Piludo for this great opportunity, I must say. And to the rest of the band, which is Andrea and Jacopo. Same name as me.
Jacopo, yeah, Jacopo. Yeah. We share the same name, man.
You know, the thanks. You know, so we meet again, once again, you know, for this special occasion this time, to have this opportunity, you know.
Yeah, you're correct.
DJ Vampire with the Metal Bloodshed on Metal Messiah Radio 2 World premiere your new single, New Year's Day. So this single we are premiering today, it's a original song of U2, and it was on their 1983, if I'm not wrong, album War.
Yeah, you're correct.
How you decided to record this U2 cover?
To record that track? Well, you know, like, when we are rehearsing, we usually play our original stuff, but, you know, to warm up usually we play covers. You know, we are big fans, as I said, of like different bands. And, you know, one of those covers, among the others that we were playing, one of those was New Year's Day by U2. And was one that, you know, when we played it in a way that was actually our way to reinvent the song. A lot of people, when they first heard the, you know, our U2 cover version, they didn't recognize it at first because it's really slow and it's a funeral version, actually, of the single by U2. I mean, like, U2 song is faster, it's got an up-tempo, it's really, you know, it's a great song. I mean, like, the melody is just amazing. And I think the first 3, 4, 5 albums of U2 are just up there with the, you know, the best albums ever released in pop rock. And, you know, the way that we played it was so slow and so dramatic. And the people, when we actually played it live, enjoyed it so much that we decided to recorded it as a single, as a sort of appetizer for our next album, which is due in 2016. And for this occasion, we invited Paul Bento, ex-Type O Negative guitar player, to play the solo on this song. So we are really, really proud that Paul Bento, I mean, one of our heroes from the 90s, decided to play on our track. So we were just amazed and overwhelmed by his, you know, his will to collaborate with us. And this single has been produced by Frederick, which is the main guitar player by Unleashed. So, you know, it's an honor, as I said before, to have this opportunity to premiere this song here on your radio station. So we are that chuffed about it.
Paul Bento, I mean, he came to Italy to record a song together with you?
No, he was a fan of Witches of Doom, and we contacted him through Facebook, his Facebook page, and he was, you know, we sent him a few songs of ours a year ago or so, and then throughout our record label, we got, you know, just a friendly agreement to collaborate with us on our single. And I want to thank him once again, because he's been really polite, really friendly. He recorded the takes of his solo in just, you know, one day, straight from the can. I mean, like, no hesitations. And he did an amazing job. I was really pleased that he played the solo on New Year's Day on our cover version. He recorded the solo in Brooklyn. So we never met, actually. But, you know, one day when he's coming to tour Europe with his band, or even better, when Witches of Doom are going to the US to play a US tour, then we're going to meet him, definitely.
Okay. Can we expect this new single, New Year's Day, on your new album?
Well, we are discussing it right now. We haven't decided yet. Maybe, you know, we're going to see how it goes, because we got, like, the single is going to come out officially on all digital platform on the 15th of June. And afterwards, soon afterwards, we're going to release a video of the same song. So, you know, we're gonna see how it goes. And if we got, like, a warm reception, then we might put it as a bonus track on our next CD that is coming out. It's definitely coming out in 2016.
As we speak, like I told you, the Championship League is going on, you know, Juventus with Barcelona. So how are you enjoying the game?
Well, like I said before, you know, I'm supporting Barcelona, but because I'm a Roma supporter, so there's a big rivalry going on. But, you know, yeah, I shouldn't support Juventus because it's an Italian team, but I don't know. Maybe next season. Who knows?
Arriba, arriba, Italia! Okay, Federico, I want to thank you very, very much. And I want to thank Danilo, you know, give him a big hug. Always give us a trust, I mean, Metal Messiah Radio. To give you the thanks to give us this great honor to present.
Yeah, it was our pleasure.
Worldwide, your new single, New Is This. And I want you to present it to the world.
So this is the world premiere, especially for Metal Messiah Radio, of New Year's Day, a cover version of U2 classic released by Witches of Doom on all digital platforms, iTunes, Amazon, etc. on the 15th of June. So stay tuned on our Facebook page. Enjoy.
Baby!